The following is a presentation of Project Independence and WCWP. Project Independence is the Aging in Place initiative of the Town of North Hempstead. We provide programs and services designed to assist and support the older town residents who wish to remain in their homes as they age. If we don't currently provide a service, we will try and connect you to that service. Call 311 or 869-6311 to get more information or receive services.
Welcome to Project Independence and You.
Welcome to Project Independence and You right here at WCWP.org, 88.1 FM on your dial. Does anybody know what a dial is? Anyone remember that?
I do.
Sure.
Well, today is a very exciting show because we're celebrating 7 years of Project Independence and You right here at Senior Talk Radio at LIU. So we have a wonderful list of guests here today, and on our panel right now is Otto Loos. Otto is the frequent co-host of Project Independence in You and a friend to everybody here at Project Independence. He has been a huge support to Project Independence, not just for 7 years, but for a lot longer. He's one of the original members and takes Project Independence very seriously, promotes it, supports it, helps us out with the radio show, the newsletters, is frequently attends all kinds of senior presentations and programs. And most recently, we were at an event together. Maybe we'll talk a little bit about that. But thank you for coming, Otto.
Good morning, Rebecca, and thanks for the kind words.
Oh, you're welcome.
The reason I am so enthused about Project Independence is because of the people who run Project Independence. They are excellent, in my opinion, so
that's why.
I support it.
Sure.
Should I keep going?
Go ahead. You've got another 12 minutes.
Yeah, right.
So that brings us up to Ann Hirsch. Ann, again, another dedicated Project Independence member and also someone who supports Project Independence programs. Is frequently a co-host with Project Independence Radio. I think you've also been involved with the newsletter and a host of other things, including the advisory, where I think we first met in Great Neck. So it's wonderful to have you here to celebrate 7 years of Project Independence in You.
And I consider this a great honor to be invited to be able to be part of this program. So I am very grateful for everything, especially Christina getting me here. And it's wonderful.
Christina. I don't know. Do we know who that is? Okay. We'll get to her. We're going to go around the table. And our next fabulous guest today is Paula Yule. Paula Yule is the Deputy Commissioner for the Department of Services for the Aging. And Paula was actually the original director of the NORC when Project Independence first started. She was working at FEGS and was very, very extremely instrumental in Project Independence and bringing it to where it is today. So we're so happy to have you here, Paula,
my buddy. Thank you, Rebecca. Thank you so much.
Speak into the mic.
Thank you, Rebecca. And thank you, everybody, especially Christina. As we'll hear, she's truly amazing in everything she does, but it's her heart and her soul and what she brings to the seniors in North Hempstead that's really most amazing. So thank you for inviting me.
Yes, thank you, Christina. It's so wonderful to have Paula here, my partner at Project Independence. And then we have Kimberly Corcoran-Galante. Kimberly is the commissioner for the Department of Services for the Aging and also Community Services. So it's great to have you here as our commissioner, celebrating 7 years of Project Independence in You. I find it odd that this is one of the only times where Kimberly's quiet. and I don't mean that in a negative way.
You didn't give her a chance yet.
I know. What's happening? let's hear your beautiful radio voice.
I'm trying to have my good manners. today. But no, I just want to wish everybody a happy copper anniversary, because the 7th anniversary is the copper anniversary.
Well, we could have had Moscow Mule.
So, that would have been yummy. I would have been a lot louder for that. But I just want to say this is such an amazing program, and the entire team that puts this together and goes into so many people's homes each Friday. It's just a great honor to be here, and to know such an amazing program like this is happening here in the town of North Hempstead for all of our residents. So thank you, and congratulations.
And thank you for coming here today, Kimberly, to help us celebrate 7 years. And before we get to Christina Liu, John Ryan, who is the host of Project Independence, was unable to be here today, and I know he really wanted to be here to celebrate 7 years of this wonderful program, this wonderful radio show that always provides such a wealth of information, amazing guests, amazing topics, endless guests, it seems. And that's where I'm going to get into Christina Liu, who is the radio show producer for Project Independence and You for 7 years, and always has an abundance of guests on the show. It's just amazing. Every week is phenomenal. All the information is stuff that really anybody, probably of all ages, can take home, and certainly seniors and caregivers and family members. Recently, I was guest hosting the show, and we had someone who has the owner of the Salt Cave in Port Washington and all the benefits of salt. And it was just so amazing. Like, where does she find all these people? And there's more, right? Like, we're going to have 52 guests this year each week, and you're still good with
that's
that?
That's right. No, we're still doing it. We're still going strong.
So, Christina, congratulations on Project Independence and
yes.
You. And stop. Just you know, where do you get the energy to find everybody? Where does it come from? I know sometimes people actually reach out to you because they want to be on the show.
And you know, and over the years, obviously, that's been more exciting about the show, because I actually get phone calls. I mean, policies too, they'll call on 311, you know, and different networking things that everyone, and our co-hosts are really amazing, because
they're
they'll call
key.
Me constantly. Ann and Otto are both two fabulous examples. You know, Anne will be, cool, I met this neighbor, she's wonderful, you know, I went to the seminar. So it's really all these, you know, great, you know, and that's where a lot of the great guests come from, and people know different people in the medical field, you know, so it's really wonderful. And then on my end, you know, people also like to throw out, Otto loves to throw out like a good, like, can you track down like this obscure person?
Yes.
So it becomes, you know, the challenge of the day. So, you know, and then I'll do that. And then just different topics that, you know, that will come up in different Project Independence things or come up in my head. And I think that's what's actually become nice about the show, is that it has branched out to all these topics, you know. So it's not just these only senior focused kind of things. It's really things that any age, you know, can. You know, I mean, me and Victoria sit there sometimes. We're like, oh, this sounds great.
Yeah.
This is wonderful.
I don't know whether you realize it or not, but you are also getting the information coast to coast, in that I have two nieces, and when I get information, I will forward it to them. They will either pick it up when we're broadcasting, or if not, they'll go into the archives, which keeps all the shows. So anytime you want to listen to it, even the middle of the night, you can get up and click in and listen to any portion of the show that you want to hear. So, you know, and they're...
Yeah, absolutely. And that's a great thing, too. And that's what's nice about the show, too, is that, you know, obviously, if you're listening on the radio, it's a small little... you know, little radius. But, you know, if you can access it online, I mean, now we have the app, which is really great. You know, I mean, we all, I think, I forgot who was there the day that we, John decided he wanted to download the app online to show how easy it is, you know, because he's like, oh, I should download it, but didn't realize how easy and how fast it is, and started like going off in the middle of the show. So it really is easy and very quick to download. And this way, you know, if you have a smartphone or an iPad, whatever it is, you could literally just click the app and tune in to it, which
hit
makes
one
it.
Button and the show.
Right, it's
and,
wonderful.
And I will testify, because I was the co-host when.
Oh, you there?
I remember very, very clearly. Right,
but yeah, it's really great. So I look forward to. You know, we're booked now through November, so I like
right.
to. Like
well,
to stay
your force game. Behind it has really, you know, enabled us to have this 7-year anniversary, because I don't know that I'd have this much energy to get to do what you do, pull these programs.
It's a lot
together,
of follow up. I said, I'm like, you know, I'm really good at just like hounding people down. It's like a good skill set.
She's like a nag.
Yeah, I'm like a professional nag. Like, I will just remind you until
I
you
wasn't
going
to say that, Otto, but since
well,
you
no,
brought
I mean,
that
in
up.
Well, no, I mean, in a nice way.
It's true. in a positive way. But no, it's really, really great.
There's a lot of work involved. It's not like one phone call. It's multiple phone calls, emails, research, talk to people. How do you get here? Whatever.
I mean, we're not doing the research. Well, I know you do research, Otto. But when you
not to get people on the show.
No, but when
I just give instructions out to Christina.
we you know, come into this radio show sometimes really not knowing who the guest is, but Christina has everything prepared and everything is always there, and the radio station at WCWP.org and Dan Cox and Victoria and Janine and everybody's always so supportive and welcoming. When you come in here, you feel like, oh, you know, is this something you do all the time? And what always amazes me is when we have the most nervous
guests. I know,
guests,
I was just thinking the same thing.
When guests are really nervous, like they've never done radio before, and we tell them, you know, relax, we're not, you know, this isn't like an interview, because we really, it's more of a talk. It's senior talk radio. So we sit around and we talk. And, you know, if one of us starts talking too much, hopefully someone else will interrupt us. So just let you know, putting it out there. But I think that the surprising thing about radio and the important thing about radio, too, is it's kind of a natural process. You're sitting, you're having a conversation, and most people, the guests, after they leave, are like,
they're completely relieved.
So bad.
They start shaking. Because
there's because there are some people who really, I mean, you know, there's been a couple of weeks we've had people, I was like, oh God, I hope they're going to make it through.
Right.
but I mean, once it's over, you know, they really, because it is just, I said, it's like you're sitting around, you know, your kitchen table, your dining room table, and with your friends and just talking.
Right.
And that's how I try and explain to people when, you know, I'm getting on the show. I said, it's literally a round table. We're sitting at a round table, you know, like, and it's really, it's really wonderful.
What I like about it is it really comes out as a conversation.
Yes.
Like a lot of times in your personal life, you may have a friend or two who kind of dominate 90% of the conversation.
We're not naming any names, Otto, right?
No. No names. But it does happen. And reality is that I've had not witnessed that on this show. You know, it's more of a conversation. There is a give and take back and forth. People listen. They talk. They make comments. And I think that's good because it's more, what would be the right word?
Interactive. And I think, too, that format, you know, which was something that we wanted from the very beginning of the show, because I feel like you're able to process information better in that, you know? So, I mean, we've all been to, you know, the lecture, and there's so much information being drilled at you, you know, for a half hour, and it's like did I retain any of it? And this, I feel like, you know, we have a wonderful mix of people just talking and asking questions that the listener can really understand the topic, and it becomes more of a personal thing, which I think makes it special.
And what John Ryan would be saying right now is the time flies.
Right.
Yes. It just moves so quickly that it's over before it even began. It feels like it's just fast.
Right. I was going to say that sometimes we're listening, we're talking to somebody, and I look up at the clock, and I'm like, 30 seconds, and 30 seconds, and we all want to hear more. So Christina then has to book them again, and usually the same thing happens, because there are, you know, this segment only does go about 15 minutes, Victoria. Mm-hmm. So, you know, the last 2 minutes, we have to try to round it up, but it's very hard to do that, you know, because people are talking about important things, services for seniors, and you know, whatever their program, and then sometimes they're doctors, and where it's so intense, and all of a sudden they're saying something, and it's like, okay, we got a break for a commercial now, and everyone looks at me like, no, like a dagger in their eyes. I'm like, we got to do it. We're here. This is radio.
No, but I think what I really want to stress, too, what's nice about this, you know, we have people on this radio show, and it really becomes part of the larger Project Independence Network. You know, so it's not like they're on the radio show, and okay, great, they gave an interview. You know, that person, you know, either does talks for us, you know, chats for us, you know, we pass that information to our social workers and our nurses. It really branches out. So now it's like part of, you know, the database that we have. So it's really great.
And if I may just add, there's flexibility within the group because we've had all kinds of things happen where we had to make all kinds of modifications and changes. And everybody just goes with the flow as though it was rehearsed. And it's not.
Yeah. Well, that's really what's
this
the best
is not rehearsed.
Yeah.
This is not rehearsed. And we have about 40 seconds to our first commercial break, our first break here. When we come back, I don't know how you all feel, but I would love to hear about the first show, what the setting was like. I know, Christina, you were here. I don't know, Otto, were you
I was
the first
terrified.
Show?
I think they had a lady named Evelyn Roth.
Exactly,
I think you may know her.
I may know her. So what we'll do is when we come back for the second segment, we'll talk a little bit about the first radio show, how it came to be. And Christina, I'd love to hear your kind of impression of how it's changed or how it's evolved. So we will be back in a few seconds. Project Independence and you.